The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and I suffer from allergies. And I've had to interrupt this recording several times to sneeze, so please pardon my sneezes and sniffles as I read this. I'm just going to power through. This is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog, Kol HaSridim, on July 12, 2022, entitled EFT, Episodic Future Thinking, a Summer 2022 Experiment. My learning, my teaching, and my life, yes, I realize I just listed three synonyms, are shaped by the books I'm reading. Sometimes I can tell from the outset that a particular book will have a huge impact on my thinking. One of those books is Jane McGonigal's Imaginable, How to See the Future Coming and Feel Ready for Anything, Even Things That Seem Impossible Today, published in 2022. I'm only halfway through, but I figured I should plan ahead by writing this prefatory article now. McGonigal has the unique distinction of being both a future forecaster and a game designer. Her specialty is creating simulations that help people imagine the biggest global challenges we might face in the future. In 2008, she led a six-week future forecasting simulation called Superstruct, in which 10,000 people worldwide simulated living through five different threats, including a global respiratory pandemic that originated in China. The simulation was based entirely on the imagination of the participants. Quote, "We simply asked people to predict how they would feel and what they would do in their own lives during this kind of rapidly spreading outbreak," end quote. Despite the fact that the simulation was entirely imagination-based, it yielded shockingly accurate predictions about the details of pandemic life during COVID-19. McGonigal advocates a specific use of the imagination called episodic future thinking, or EFT. Here's her description. Quote, "Episodic future thinking is the mental ability to transport yourself forward in time and pre-experience a future event. EFT is often described as a kind of mental time travel because your brain is working to help you see and feel the future as clearly and vividly as if you were already there. But EFT isn't just thinking about the future. It's simulating the future in your mind. It's the difference between knowing that it's probably going to rain tomorrow, a kind of fact or abstract thought about the future, and vividly imagining yourself in the rain, trying to pre-feel the rain on your skin, and using everything you know about what tomorrow might be like to make the scenario more detailed and realistic. EFT might entail picturing where exactly you'll be when it starts to rain, what you might be wearing, who might be with you, whether you're likely to be annoyed by the rain or delighted by it, whether you'll rush to get somewhere dry or stroll leisurely through it, and so on." End quote. Her book is an eminently practical one, the full benefits of which can only be unlocked by readers who practice EFT on a regular basis. I've read enough to be sold on the power of EFT, and I've committed to practicing it every day for the next month. The main utility I hope to derive from my EFT practice can be summed up in Chazal's definition of a chacham, a wise person, as Ezehu chacham haroa es hanolad, who is wise, one who can see what the future will yield. My Rebbe, Rabbi Moskowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, would note that Chazal didn't say one who knows the future, but rather one who sees the future. Chachma, wisdom, is when the future is as real to the mind and the emotions as if it were perceived by the senses. How can we make our knowledge of the future real to our minds? By utilizing our imagination. In the introduction to his commentary on Mishlei, Sadia Gaon explains that this is the crux of Shlomo HaMelech's method. Quote, "Furthermore, sensory knowledge is easier and more real to the minds of the masses than intellectual knowledge, since the sensory faculties exist in them from birth. Therefore, it is necessary to craft mashalim, examples and metaphors, for the masses in order to equate the dictates of the intellect with the dictates of the senses. For this reason, when the intellect sees something detrimental or hears about something harmful and reveals it to the emotions and sees that they don't trust it or accept it, the intellect should speak with them, the emotions, in a manner that they will understand." End quote. This is why EFT needs to be vivid and detailed. The emotions don't grasp abstractions and will not be moved by them. It's not enough to tell the emotions that, quote, "the lazy man's estate will deteriorate," end quote. Instead, you need to say, and this is a quote from Mishlei 24, Psukim 31 through 34, quote, "I passed by the field of a lazy man, the vineyard of a man who lacks understanding, and behold, it was all grown over with thistles. Its face was covered with nettles, and the stone wall was broken down. And I beheld, and I applied my mind, and I took discipline. A little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to recline, and your poverty will come like a traveler, and you're lacking like an armed man," end quote. The more details you imagine, the more your emotions will be impacted. This article was just an intro. I hope to expand upon other benefits of EFT over the next few weeks, that is, in the future. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.